From the moment of his birth in 1957, Samuel Hill was marked as different. When the doctor and nurse first saw his bright red eyes, the result of a rare condition called ocular albinism, they stood frozen in shock. His father's stunned reaction, "What the Sam hell?" would unwittingly provide the cruel nickname that would follow Sam throughout his childhood. But in that moment of uncertainty, Madeline Hill took control. Ordering everyone out of the delivery room, she created a sacred space for her new family and declared with unwavering conviction that her son's eyes weren't a defect, but a divine sign. "Not rare, doctor, extraordinary," she corrected the specialist who examined Sam. While the world saw a frightening abnormality, Madeline saw purpose. This tension between how Sam's mother perceived him and how others treated him would shape his entire journey toward self-acceptance. What makes this story so powerful is how it reveals that our greatest challenges often become our greatest gifts if only we can see them through different eyes. When Sam reached school age, Madeline Hill was determined he would attend Our Lady of Mercy Catholic School despite his condition. After receiving a rejection letter citing insufficient spots, she dressed Sam in the school uniform and confronted Sister Beatrice directly. The principal admitted the true reason: Sam's red eyes might frighten children who would call him Devil Boy. Undeterred, Madeline exposed this discrimination through her television reporter friend, forcing the school to admit Sam. Admission, however, didn't equal acceptance. Sam spent weeks alone on blood-red bleachers during recess, fabricating stories of playground popularity at dinner. His isolation ended when Ernie Cantwell, the only black student at OLM, approached him, saying, "You got red eyes, I got black skin." When David Bateman and friends attacked Ernie, calling them Devil Boy and Black Boy, something snapped in Sam. Despite his fear, he leaped onto Bateman's back, discovering unexpected courage. Sam's defining childhood moment centered on his fire engine red Schwinn bicycle with his name on the license plate. This symbol of freedom became the setting for a harsh lesson about being different. After playing baseball, Sam encountered David Bateman and two friends who systematically destroyed first his beloved bike with a baseball bat, then beat Sam himself while holding him upright. Most disturbing wasn't the violence, but the realization that nearby adults, mothers at the playground, a sunbathing couple, a dog walker, all witnessed his struggle without intervening. Sam understood then that his red eyes weren't just a condition, but a marker that made others unwilling to help. At the hospital, he concealed the truth about the attack, not from bravery, but from the cold realization that his parents couldn't always protect him. This incident challenged his mother's faith. What kind of God would allow this to happen to a child? The bicycle beating taught Sam his first real lesson about the world's cruelty toward those who are different. Sam's adolescence centered on his friendships with Ernie and Mickey Kennedy. At St. Joseph's High School, he found acceptance through Ernie's athletic success while developing his own identity as a determined basketball player. When Sam needed glasses, the substantial black frames unexpectedly helped normalize his appearance, his first step toward managing others' perceptions. In junior year, Coach Moran offered Sam a varsity basketball position, but showing self-awareness, Sam chose instead to write for the school newspaper, covering Ernie's achievements. This decision reflected his growing confidence to chart his own path. Sam's first relationship with Donna, who worked at his father's pharmacy, became a lesson in authenticity. Despite Sam's genuine feelings, when Donna admitted she viewed their relationship as merely convenient while reluctant to acknowledge him publicly, Sam confronted the painful reality that some people would never see past his difference. Haven't we all experienced that moment when we realize someone values us less than we value them? By 1989, 32-year-old Sam had established himself as a successful ophthalmologist, wearing brown contact lenses to hide his red eyes. His comfortable but passionless life with Eva changed when he examined 7-year-old Daniela Crouch, whose injuries suggested abuse. Sam discovered her father was David Bateman, his childhood tormentor, now a police officer. When Bateman assaulted Sam and threatened him to stay away from his family, Sam realized Bateman hadn't changed. He'd merely gained more power to harm others. Determined to protect Daniela, Sam worked with Mickey to help Trina document the abuse and plan an escape. Their efforts collapsed when Bateman tracked Trina to her hotel before the restraining order hearing, killing her and himself in a murder-suicide that made headlines across the county. Devastated and consumed by guilt, Sam couldn't reconcile this tragedy with his mother's belief that everything is God's will. Unable to cope, he left Burlingame to work with Orbis, providing eye care in underserved communities worldwide. Sam's global work with Orbis became both escape and purpose, keeping him physically distant from his past despite connections to Mickey and Ernie. In Costa Rica, he met Fernando, a 6-year-old orphan with ocular albinism who, like Sam in childhood, was called El Hijo del Diablo for his red eyes. In a transformative moment, Sam removed his brown contacts, washing them away, and revealed his true eyes to Fernando. "They used to call me the Devil Boy," he shared, "but I am not the son of the devil, and neither are you." He promised their extraordinary eyes were meant for extraordinary lives and vowed never to hide his again if Fernando would do the same. This moment was cut short by news of his mother's terminal breast cancer. Returning home, he found her transformed by illness. Seeing his natural eyes, she touched his cheek and whispered, "My baby boy with the extraordinary eyes." She asked only that he visit Sister Beatrice, who was dying. In their reconciliation, Sister Beatrice confessed her alcoholism and asked forgiveness, which Sam gave, beginning his healing journey. Sam's final journey with his mother took them to Lourdes, France, a pilgrimage to where the Blessed Mother appeared to Saint Bernadette. Despite medical advice, his mother insisted, "It's a pilgrimage. It's not supposed to be easy." After visiting the healing baths, Sam experienced a spiritual awakening, seeing with new clarity and forgiving everyone who had mistreated him because of his red eyes. After his parents' passing, Sam built a life with Mickey. When she briefly disappeared, Sam prayed with his mother's rosary. She returned with news of finalizing adoption paperwork for Fernando, plans his mother had initiated before her death. They brought Fernando to Our Lady of Mercy Church, where Sam's mother had already paid his full tuition. As church bells rang, Sam reflected on his father's wisdom and reached for his mother's rosary, finally understanding why she called his red eyes extraordinary. What makes us different isn't our burden, it's our gift. Our unique qualities, often sources of rejection, become our greatest contributions. Sam's journey shows that acceptance comes from embracing who we are. An extraordinary life emerges from authentic self-expression, forgiveness, and using our differences to connect rather than divide.